Welcome back to this edition of the Hagmann Report here in Hour 2. We are going to be joined by Field McConnell. Now, he was a guest on our show a while back, and we had a lot of listener response to him coming on, and many people wanted him to come back, so we have done just that, and he will be with us here shortly. He is the founding editor-in-chief of Able Danger and the YouTube channel titled Able Danger. And not sure what he's going to want to get into tonight. Primarily, he talks about 9/11, but we're going to see where he wants to go. And I know we didn't get all the information out during the last interview we did, so we might pick up right where we left off. We might go in a new direction. It will be interesting to see what happens and where we go from here. If you want to hit some...
Can I just put a plea out there? Coach Dave Dobmeier, Coach Dave Live, please, if you're able to help him, go to CoachDaveLive.com. That's, and you know, he needs bodies. He needs able-bodied men and women as much as he needs the monetary donations and support. He's doing a fantastic job. And anyone who could watch that video without being emotional, I mean, he's doing what Christians do. And I would urge everyone to take what you saw on Twitter. As a matter of fact, Jackie will segment she'll segment that out and send that to people. Send that to your pastor. Send that to the President of the United States. Send that to Sean Hannity. Send that to everyone you know. Let people know what Christians are doing for people in this country in need. Because, you know, we lead by example, don't we? What a tremendous man. What a tremendous initiative. He could be out, you know, hitting 18 holes if he wanted to. But he's not. He's down there pounding nails and feeding the hungry and giving out Bibles and scripture references and nourishing the mind, the body, the soul of the victims of the tragedies that have befallen us. And I think it's fantastic. I really do. So anyone who could watch that and not get choked up, either from grief or just from the Christian can-do spirit, is, you know, it's just amazing. And of course, Coach Dave Dobmeier, he's the guy for the job. Let other people know. And thank him too. And we all should thank him. And everyone down there, Chris too. And all the people down there. What an amazing team effort. Yeah, we may have our differences. America, that is, and Americans. But look at that team effort. That's amazing. And, of course, getting back to the first segment, Andrew Kerr, I would urge everyone to really support his investigative efforts. We are hitting them one after another after another. We got some people on the run, don't we? We do. Andrew Kerr, thank you. We got some people on the run. And by the way, tune in to the Doug Hagmann Radio Show, 9 to 10, on BTR and Global Star. Do me a favor, follow the program on BTR. And my son over here, and John, 2 to 3, The Daily Show, follow them on BTR. And then bookmark Global Star. But tune in to the radio shows, 5 hours of programming per day. Please, help us out. Help us spread the word. I really appreciate that. John, I'm going to kick it to you.
All right, we have our guest with us, Mr. Field McConnell. Again, he's the returning guest of the show. He is the founder and editor-in-chief of Able Danger and the YouTube channel titled Able Danger as well. Mr. McConnell, welcome back to the Hagmann Report.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me back. It's my pleasure.
It's our pleasure.
Yeah, it is. We got a great response last time you were on from our listening audience. Many wanted to have you back on, and here you are. We were talking about the 9/11 and what you've uncovered in your investigations on 9/11 the last time you were on. Where do you want to go today?
I'll go anywhere you want. We can go to South Texas. We can go to Puerto Rico. We can go to Las Vegas.
Well,
go ahead.
Let's go right to the belly of the beast in this case. Let's talk about Las Vegas, because we've been giving that a lot of coverage, as of course everyone is, and we know that the official story is not being presented properly. Now, we know, of course, that the initial reports are always wrong, and I can accept that. I've been involved in enough incidents where the first reports, they're incorrect, and not maliciously incorrect initially, but now after a while they get spun and respun and laundered, and you know, now all of a sudden narratives are developing and stories are changing, and what in the world, let me ask you, Field McConnell, what are we looking at in Las Vegas?
I think you're looking at a very sloppy operation by some parties, including but not limited to the group that wishes for the United States to cease to exist, and also the FBI, the CIA have played big parts in this, as apparently the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, or whatever these people are, I'm not interested in the least, but they'll go to any length to do what George Soros suggests they do, and it appears to me that they're nervous as cats now, and it's that's a rather vague statement, but they know that they've been bested, and I didn't say busted, I said bested. These people know that they are losing the game. The mainstream media is not fooling anyone. I seldom talk to a normal person, and where I live, it's a small town in Wisconsin where everybody's normal. And I think they're trying to divide and conquer us, and I think they're not going to be divided. They're going to be identified and conquered. And I believe that, and I hope, and I pray. The most important being praying. I truly believe that we're going to see a lot of significant events in the next 2 weeks, and some of the events will include the capture at the identification and the arrest of pedophiles, and that gives me the opportunity to mention that I exposed Hillary Clinton and my sister, whose name is Christine McConnell, excuse me, Christine Marcy. She was a McConnell, and then she went to Satan. Christine is with a K, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, Marcy, M-A-R-C-Y, and I exposed my sister and Hillary Clinton in a Wisconsin courthouse on the 21st of August of 2014, and they did nothing with that other than excuse me from the jury. And so I think
we can't gloss over this, Mr. McConnell, if you don't mind. For those unfamiliar with what happened, can you give us kind of the framework of the story?
The framework of
or as much as you want to get into, because this sounds interesting. You exposed your sister and Hillary Clinton. And for those who don't know you or don't know the story, I'm sure they'd be much appreciative of that.
Okay. On the 21st of August of 2014, I was impaneled on a jury in the Pierce County, Wisconsin courthouse. And at the point where the judge was going to release the alternate jurors, he looked at us 12, or is it we 12 in the box, and said, do any of you 12 jurors have a personal relationship with pedophilia? And I raised my hand, and he looked at his notes, and he realized that the guy sitting in that chair was Field McConnell, so he said, Mr. McConnell, you have a personal relationship with pedophilia? And I said, yes, Judge. I didn't say your honor, because I do not honor him. I honor God, I hope. That's my intention. I said, yes, Judge, my sister and Hillary Clinton run the largest global net-centric pedophile ring in the world.
That's a party stopper. I got to tell you that. I bet you that had to be a party stopper right there, brother. Go on.
Yeah, it was a party stopper, and I'm not making this up, but the judge did this, honestly. He put his hands over his ears, and he said, too much information, you're excused. But that's not significant, because I got it on the court record. Here comes the interesting part. Is it still on the court record, or did they expunge it? And either way, they lose, because if it's still on the court record, then that brings up the question, why did they not pursue the rest of the story. If they'd stop there, they're guilty of misprision of felony, which could be a lot of things, felony pedophilia, I suppose. They're also guilty in that courthouse of misprision of treason, because I've identified myself under oath and in writing as a whistleblower, and I've listed the variety of topics that I've whistleblown. I think the most significant one is treason against the United States of America, not the corporation of the United States, which came into existence probably in February of 1871. But the people trying to divide our country have a rich history of losing. It goes back to 1763, when a Rothschild, whose name was either Amschel Mayer or Mayer Amschel, neither one of them sound like first names to me, but then my first name, Field, doesn't sound like a first name to most other people, but a German named Amschel Mayer, Mayer Amschel, and another German named Adam Weishaupt, and that's spelled W-E-I-S-P-H-A-U-T, the Rothschild asked the Weishaupt, would you please come up with a way that we can control the world and establish a new world order? Well, they didn't get it done. They're losing their grip now. And if we go back to 90 or 91, George H.W. Bush talked about 1,000 points of light and a new world order. To me, he's 1,000 points of darkness, and his new world order is not going to go continue. They're falling apart at the seams. What was done in Las Vegas didn't fool anybody that can think and put their Slurpee down. It did expose further the weapons and pedophile subcurrents that have been in Las Vegas for a long, long time. I don't think anybody's talking about sarin gas, S-A-R-I-N, being removed from Dugway, D-U-G-W-A-Y, but I'm talking about it, and I'm not very popular with the people who did the Las Vegas thing. I just found out this week, for the first time, something critically important to me and my family. My wife, ex-wife now, she got scared of what I do, and she ran off, which is that. That's always regrettable in front of God to see a divorce. And, you know, I'm sorry for that. I wasn't the instigator. But what I mean is I did not file. I'm not saying there wasn't a reason. There may be. I never heard it. But my wife was stopped by the FBI. My ex-wife was stopped by the FBI on U.S. Highway 10 in Pierce County, Wisconsin in 2010. And they pulled her over, and they started her asking her questions about me. Now, the part I did not know until 3 or 4 days ago, my daughter, age 24, visited this past weekend, and she said, Dad, did I ever tell you about the night I was driving home and there was a black SUV in our driveway? And our driveway, by the way, is a half mile long, in the woods, in Wisconsin, quite remote, and nobody really should be parking on my driveway with their lights off on a dark night. But anyway, she had indicated a turn, and it turns out as soon as they saw that truck that she was driving, the FBI agents, who, by the way, do not work for the citizens of this country, they started their truck. It was probably idling at that time of the year, but they pulled their lights on, and they took off in a great hurry. And my daughter is pretty good at details, and she noticed that the SUV that was black did not have normal license plates. They were probably government plates. I don't know what the FBI puts on their vehicles, but my message to the FBI is this. If you want to talk to anybody in my family about me and what I'm doing, call me up. Talk to me. Meet me at the airport when I come and go. But you're real cowards. You talk to a wife. You talk to a daughter. And now when my current wife is stuck out of the U.S. because of my ardent, A-R-D-E-N-T, whistleblowing, she would come and go, and they would always harass her for two hours, which is a waste of manpower. And who was doing the wasting of time? That was U.S. Customs and Immigration Service. And then on December 19th of 2016, so it was some 10 months ago, she tried to come home for Christmas, and they wouldn't let her in the country, and they haven't to this day. And I'm going to try to say this as clearly and call me as I can. Before this month is over, I will be filing a lawful claim for $1.66 billion, and it's not about money. It's about either live up to your own regulations on delivering a visa within 9 months, or we'll settle it another way. I'd love nothing more than to vacate that claim, which is in my...
Okay, Mr. McCall, wait, let me stop you. Okay, so
yes.
Okay, your current wife, where is she at where she's unable to come back to the United States?
She's a Brit, and she is over in her native England.
Okay.
And she's okay, and we're doing well. I mean, we know it's wrong, but we know that God's on our side, and we both believe as firmly as we can that God is doing this for his purpose, and he will reveal his purpose to us later.
Right.
But it's our job right now to do his will, and we are.
Okay. All right. Good. I just want to make... Okay. All right. So kind of going backwards from there. Wow. You said so much, and there's so much content here. And those people who know you and follow you, look, they understand pretty much your continuity of thought, which you're speaking of, but I'm sure there's new listeners that have questions. The pedophilia, which is really an incredible subject, and you've done a lot of exposure to and about. How did that? You kind of mentioned this and kind of moved away a little bit. How does that relate to the Vegas issue, if it does, in the context in which the latest incident is that an okay question to ask, or is that? I'm trying to kind of wrap. Trying to connect some dots here within your line of thinking here.
As far as Las Vegas and pedophilia, yes, it's very much linked, and it's linked in a variety of ways, but the most significant linkage is that pedophilia is, in fact, the cement that holds the governments together, and the government of England has a rich history in pedophilia. And by exposing the pedophiles at the level which I did, and when I said did, I'm going back to the 20th of May of 2017, I flew over to England as a very good, well, it's not a convention. I flew over to England because a conference was scheduled. Strangely enough, it was scheduled very close to Bletchley Park in the United Kingdom, which is where MI6 used to have their headquarters. And so I walked right into the belly of the beast, and I talked about pedophilia. And I will ensure that you gentlemen at Hagman & Hagman, you get a copy of the speaking that I did there on May 20th, because it's not released to the public yet. They make money with these conferences, and more power to them. God himself wants all of our neighbors to prosper, and they're prospering. And that man that has the conference called the Alternative View Conferences, he's such a hot ticket in the eyes of the New World Order that they recently arrested him on false charges. But I will do my best, and I'll contact you via email after the show tonight. And I believe I can send you some things that you'll find interesting that will not be made public until probably right around January 1st. That's when it'll be up on a free YouTube. Until then, there's ways for me to get it to you, and I've got my notes right here, and I will be getting you what I can as soon as I can after the show is over.
Okay, and that sounds wonderful, because what we can do, obviously, we can work together and provide cover and support for you in your endeavors and keep things in safekeeping, and of course, again, work together. But okay. Wow, man. Thank you, by the way. Okay. All right. Now, you mentioned sarin gas. Doug Weiss, sarin gas. Catch me up on that if you don't mind, or catch us all up on that. If, again, to the extent possible, and the reference that you made to that.
Well, I made that reference because this, crisis actor, maybe there really was a paddock. I don't know. I think there must have been sometime. There may be still is. I got a call this morning, and the person I was talking to, who's not a professional in the law enforcement world, but he's very interested in Las Vegas, that party told me that he had been, meaning Paddock, had been seen in, on the East Coast where they have the big gambling stuff, and he'd also reportedly been seen in the Philippines where his girlfriend or whatever relationship they have, she left before the shooting. There's a lot of people that think he's still alive. There's a lot of people that say that he has at one point had a relationship with the IRS. And let me just point out something that most of your listeners don't know. The IRS is a private corporation. It is owned lock, stock, and barrel by Northern Trust, which is a private corporation. And the IRS and the ABA, which is the American Bar Association, and by the way, these attorneys and judges with bar membership, they're all serving a foreign power, which makes them rogues. The attorneys and the judges that have bar membership in the ABA are benefiting the New World Order, if you will, but more accurately, the monarch of England. But let me get back to sarin gas and Dugway. It was also reported by the mainstream media, which seldom does anything but provide content for somebody that wants to line their birdcage. But there was some questions that came up about this man working for a variety of organizations, and he may have worked with all of them. But there were a bunch of chemical weapons and ammunition that have been removed, or explosives might be more accurate, from Dugway. Well, if they're taking things out of Dugway and they want to use them against the American population, sarin gas would be a good killing device. And I truly do believe that some sarin, S-A-R-I-N, is unaccounted for at Dugway. And I wouldn't notice this. You know, a lot of people misunderstand me. It's not that I have any interest in this. I don't go looking for it. It comes to me. But I can see a pattern very clearly. And when I see a pattern, that gets my attention. And there was a gentleman who most of your listeners never heard of, but his name was John Parsons, plural, P-A-R-S-O-N-S, plural, Wheeler. And the previous president who went to my high school, but his name was not Barack Obama in high school. My sister, Christine Marcy, gave him his passport with that name in 1994. But when Obama was the president, John Parsons Wheeler, who worked for MITRE Corporation, M-I-T-R-E, and he was a 1966 West Point graduate, he went in and he asked for and got a personal meeting with Obama, and he told him, you know, man, the boy, he said, I recognize what's killing all these red-winged blackbirds up and down the flyway between, oh, let's just say between Wisconsin and Arkansas. And he said, these birds, which are falling out of the sky by the hundreds and thousands, they have been in contact with phosgene, P-H-O-S-G-E-N-E, phosgene gas. And he said that phosgene gas was sourced in Iraq, and when the United States said that was a weapons of mass destruction potentially, now what used to be in Iraq is in Arkansas, and I don't know if it's if there's an army fort down there, which would be a great place for some public gallows. Fort Chaffee, I believe, is the army base, but there's also Little Rock Air Force Base, and I've got some history with Little Rock Air Force Base. Not that that matters, but I see the same pattern. The people that took in something fatal, lethal, that can be used against our own population, being both the sarin, S-A-R-I-N, and the phosgene, P-H-O-S-G-E-N-E, these have been taken in by, I'll call them the deep state, we can call them a lot of things, the shadow government. But I prefer naming names. And, Christine Marcy, my sister, and Hillary Clinton, I'll toss in another one, John McCain. These people are all deep state operatives, and what they think, I believe, I'm not a psychiatrist, although when I whistle blew 9/11, I was scheduled to see one, so I just retired 8 years earlier, because when they take whistleblowers such as myself and send them to either medical doctors or psychiatrists, they always use the same three, at least in the case of airline personnel. And those three doctors are Dr. Warren Silberman, S-I-L-B-E-R-M-A-N. Dr. Michael Berry, and the shrink is Dr. Ed Elliott. And I was scheduled for a psychiatric exam by him. What he would have done, first of all, I didn't do it. I just told him, I don't play those games, and I quit in 10 minutes. 10 minutes from the contact with my company, Northwest Orient Airlines, which was a great company, and they knew what I was involved in with 9/11 whistleblowing, and they were supportive of me, but they would have been in big trouble with the federal government if they didn't do their bidding. So when I was scheduled for the shrink, I retired in a 10-minute reaction to their crime. And I didn't go see the shrink. If I had, he would have put me on psychotropic drugs, given me a false or fraudulent diagnosis, and therein I would have lost my expert witness value. And I have my expert witness value today, but strangely, the media, the mainstream media, doesn't want any witnessing from me, but God himself, using several different scriptures, but the key scripture is Ephesians 5:11, have nothing to do with the evil deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. God wants me to keep talking, so I'm going to talk until my Lord and Savior calls me home. And as far as the Sarin and the Dugway and the Phosgene and Arkansas, these people that are trying to destroy our country, and they haven't destroyed us yet, and red, yellow, black, and white, we're all together. We have a common enemy. But our enemy is not each other. I've never had a black American harm me, threaten me, kill me, or change my mind. I'm part Indian. I can say that because I'm part Native American. But I've never had a Native American try to harm me. I've never had an Oriental try to harm me. Never had a Spanish surname person try to harm me. The only persons or organizations that have ever tried to harm me, Field McConnell, all are government offices, and they include most recently the United States Customs and Immigration Service, the court system, the Internal Revenue Service, which of course is not really the government, it's a private corporation, and the state of Wisconsin at various levels. I live in Wisconsin, it's a beautiful state, but it's one of the dirtier states in the country from my experience, and I've been to all 50 states, and I've lived in a lot of them. But that was sort of a run-on sentence. But sarin gas, a lot of other explosives, a lot of weapons, and the phosgene, it's our own government letting the people and the organizations trying to destroy the tranquility, the prosperity, the love, and the trust of the United States of America. They are going to fail, and when they do fail, I would love to fly out to Erie and just have a 30-minute conversation with you guys, because it's gentlemen like you, Doug and Joe, that are not allowing the controlled mainstream media to starve Americans of the truth. And a lot of Americans don't want the truth simply because they know it's so ugly they think they can't handle it. But God, if you haven't already turned yourself over to God, God will give you the courage to at least learn what's going on and not allow yourself to be put in fear by these guys who, among other things, are generally pedophiles, and if not active pedophiles, pedophile friendly and tolerant. But the one thing that they all are is cowards. And I know that for lots of reasons, including I've never had TSA or Customs or the FBI ask me a question, but they pestered one child and two wives, and I don't think grown men should be bothering young women.
Well, do you think, I mean, the TSA obviously is not, it's not constitutional. It shouldn't even exist. You were a pilot. I remember when you used to be able to walk on, I'm dating myself now, you used to be able to walk on an aircraft, never show ID, walk through a metal detector, and they would pick up the fare at the seat.
Yes.
You know, and now you've got to have like an act of Congress to get on an aircraft. I mean, the TSA is just out of control and filled with felons, basically.
Well, they do serve a function. They provide funding for people that cannot get jobs at McDonald's. So if somebody can't get a job at McDonald's, they can always go to TSA because, see, there is no need for TSA, none, zero, because the whole idea behind TSA, which came out after 9/11, I'll name two names here just to titillate your listeners, Michael Chertoff and a Naval Academy graduate from the class of 1968, J. M. Cohen, C-O-H-E-N. Their organization, which is Chertoff, C-H-E-R-T-O-F-F, they've made billions of dollars enforcing the Patriot Act, which actually was written before 9/11. And the two names that I think need to be spoken with by President Trump's people that are good, I'd say they ought to talk to both Chertoff and J.M. Cohen about what happened in Las Vegas, because once again, I don't want anybody to think I'm doing this because I want to. I don't want anybody to think I think I'm smart. All I'm doing is what God prepared me to do. And God prepared me to fight this battle of Ephesians, good versus evil. And when I see Chertoff and J.M. Cohen making billions on 9/11, and I see him now installing a lot of security in Las Vegas, security that's not necessary. As you can hear from the sound of my voice, and it's a live show, I'm still alive. And these people that want all of us Americans with critical thinking skills dead, sick, and impoverished, I'm not dead, I'm not sick, and they haven't impoverished me yet, but they've sure tried awful hard. And, you know, we'll just see. At some point, I'm going to run out of luck, which, of course, I don't operate on luck. I'm blessed. But they think we all operate on luck, and they think they can rain on my parade. Let me just summarize by saying, if somebody wants to harm me, you've got a mighty enemy, and you don't recognize your enemy. It's God and his son Jesus, and they put me on this mission. And according to Philippians 1:6, I believe it is, having said this, that he who started a good work will continue it until the day of Christ Jesus. Now, that could mean until we have the second coming, or it could mean, in my case, until God calls me home. And he will call me home when he's done having me work for him. But I hope and pray that he'll allow me to either join my wife in England or have her join me here in the United States. And there's no reason that she shouldn't be here, because she's done nothing wrong ever, and they're just trying to separate us physically, knowing they can never separate us emotionally or intellectually.
Is there anything that we as a talk show or our audience can do to assist you in this? I mean, you mentioned that she's not allowed back in the country?
That's correct. On the 19th of December of 2016, she was turned away by a customs agent at the Minneapolis airport, and he was doing something he didn't want to do. I'm a pretty good judge of behavior, and he was absolutely livid. He came out of where he had detained her, and ultimately he turned her around and sent her back to England. And I think that's cruel and unusual punishment, no matter what. If you want to send her to England, don't turn her around after a 9-hour flight, keep her on the ground 3 hours, and then send her back on an 8-hour flight. That's cruel and unusual punishment. But you ask if there's anything people can do. Yes, and I will send you an email. I'm writing a note right now. I think the greatest thing people can do, and they can do it somewhat anonymously and for free, is there are people out there tweeting President Trump and tweeting Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin and tweeting Congressman Ron Kind of Wisconsin, and it could be a simple message, and I'll get you a very specific message that's very quick and simple. But if they could tweet some message such as reunite Field and Denise, or send Denise home, the person who's running our Twitter effort I don't know what that symbol is. It's like an at or something. Whatever that symbol is, after that, our Twitter force is commanded by a guy called the Telford Russian, and his Twitter ID is capital T E L F O R D Telford underscore capital R U S S I A N. So the Twitter handle is Telford underscore Russian, and there's a reason why we're using that account, and that's because if she's not back in the United States with a visa by a certain date between the 31st of October and the 2nd of November, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to be going over to London to the Russian embassy, and I'm going to seek asylum, and I'm going to seek a visa to visit Moscow before I'm given asylum, because if I was in Russia, I could go back and forth to England, or if I was in England, you know, we wouldn't need the Russian connection. But I am an extremely high-profile whistleblower when it comes to pedophilia, 9/11 flying events, MH370, and MH17, and I would lay all of those things at the feet of the shadow government, the deep state of the United States of America, including my sister, Christine Marcy, the Clinton, Bush, and Obama crime families. And just to keep things fair and balanced, John S. McCain, who I've probably written more about his three-generation treason, including his father and his grandfather. I don't think anybody's written more about that than me, and I'm not bragging. The only thing I will ever brag about for the rest of my life is how kind and gracious my Lord and Savior is to keep me alive and to give me a stimulating job for the last 10 years and 10 months.
Very interesting.
Wow. It's just wow. I mean, you covered a lot of real estate there. Okay.
I'll cover all the real estate. Let me tell you why. There's people all around the globe that send me messages, and some of those messages, I don't know how many, but I've actually gotten warnings of planned nuclear events, if you can believe that. I'm just a common guy. I'll fly out to Erie sometime at my own expense, expecting nothing other than to shake your hand for having the nerve to put me on. But there's a catch. I won't fly out to Erie until Denise is here and she can fly with me.
Well, that would be good, and I think that's, you know, that would be a kind of victory lap for you. Okay. You know, you mentioned MH370 and the other two aircraft, and when you were on last time, you were talking about the, I think you used an acronym, however, to describe the takeover.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's still a mystery with respect to the two aircraft that I referenced. Where are you at on that, or where are we at on that? Because there's still questions, correct? I mean, well, not you. You appear to have the answer to what happened to those aircraft.
Well, just to agree with you, rather than being vague or being subjective, when MH370 was reported to have been missing, which it never was, not for one nanosecond was it missing, but the same day that it occurred, which 8th of March of 2014, it looks like I put out a YouTube. Let me tell you and your listeners, I don't know how to make a YouTube, so it obviously could not have been me. But I have a vast amount of resources, of human and technological resources, and on the same day that Malaysia 370 was taken, this group that I look like I work for, Able Danger, put out a YouTube, and the title's very easy to find. I mean, it's easy to understand, and all you have to do is go to YouTube and put the title in, and you'll see about 5 minutes and 40 seconds that will really educate anyone who watches it. The name of the YouTube is Boeing, B-O-E-I-N-G, Uninterruptible Autopilot, and that's the, it's generally shortened to BUAP, but BUAP stands for Boeing Uninterruptible Autopilot. And when the people, the good people and the bad people in Malaysia, when they saw my name and face all over that YouTube, I got a phone call on Saturday the 22nd of March of 2014. That was exactly 2 weeks after the airplane did not go missing. And it was a gentleman from Malaysia who said, did you put out a YouTube about MH370? And I didn't want to waste valuable time with details that don't matter. So I said, yes, that's my, I think I said something like, that's my YouTube. Actually, there's a gentleman who doesn't like getting credit. And of course, in a deal like this, a lot of the people who send me valid and lethal information or give me support, I don't mean financial support. I've lost hundreds of thousands of dollars. And you know, I still had food and shelter and clothing, today. So I'm not worried about the money, but I know who the gentleman is, and I'll just say he lives in Arizona. And he put that out immediately, and he is an archivist. I'm not sure I pronounced that right, but he runs an archive, in Arizona, and another, an online archive, and it's at ABEL, that's ABEL, like Cain and Abel, ABEL Danger, all 10 letters together, no space, abeldanger.org. That is a rich, 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 rich archive for anybody that wants to know, you know, who's trying to do what to whom. And it's, you don't want to keep everything, although it's up in the cloud electronically, but, it's also archived in Japan, and, it may be archived in Wisconsin.
But by the way, I did a centralized appearance. I don't want to tell people this. It's worth the time to watch the video. Mr. McConnell referenced. It's worth, very, very much worth your time to watch it. How long is it? It's not that long either. It's
5 minutes and 40 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, it was incredibly brief, but right to the point, right, very concise, and good job on that, by the way.
Well, keep in mind, I just lived this life that God created me to live. But there's other people supporting me with technological stuff. And when you first asked me about MH370, I was trying to answer. I do a lot of run-on sentences because my mind is sort of active. But after that phone call on the 22nd of March of 2014, during that first phone call with Malaysia, the gentleman I spoke with said, would you be willing to come to Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia? And I said, well, it's Saturday, and as a courtesy to my family, could I depart Monday instead of tomorrow? And he said, no, you move too fast. We will have to assemble two different groups of people. We'll have to assemble a group of airline experts at MAS, which is Malaysia Airlines System. And he said, we're going to have to get a group of government officials, and we'll have two separate meetings where we can all ask you questions. And I said, okay, well, you call me when you need me. I'll be there. And I had a lot of friends, good friends who care about me. I had friends say, Field, we don't think you should go to Malaysia because it could be a trap. And I said, well, there's two choices. If I go to Malaysia, and I told them, I never doubted I was going. I said, first of all, I've already made the decision. I'm going. But I said, if I'm going there on my own purpose or on my own ego, then a trap could succeed. If I'm going there because God wants me to expose what really happened, then they can set a trap for me and I'll walk right through it. Because everywhere I go, God goes before me. And when he sees any lack of courage on my part, he grabs my hand and leads me. He doesn't pull me or force me. I follow. I follow willingly. I follow firm in the knowledge that I've got quite a retirement package coming from God. And I just pray every day that I don't get my retirement package until I reunite with Denise. And my wife's name is Denise Irene Clark McConnell. And we have very nice rings. Talking about support, we have matching rings that were made by a gentleman in the west side of England. And we have people around the world doing a lot of things to help us or just to keep our spirits up. But she's a loving, kind woman. But on the other hand, she's emotionally tough, and she doesn't cry herself to sleep at night that I know of. I have sometimes, but we know we're going to win this, and we're going to win it in short order. And there's a Twitter, I think it's at Real Donald Trump or at POTUS, but Donald Trump knows what I do. In fact, this goes back to Las Vegas. Las Vegas occurred on Sunday, the 1st of October. The 2nd of October was my birthday. And on the 3rd of October, I do radio shows of my own on live stream. And, people want to watch them. I'm easy to find. Excuse me. But on Wednesday, the 4th of October, one of the people in my circle of agents, if you will, and we're all just citizens of the world that have compassion and want to solve these problems. But someone said, Field, in an email just to me, he said, if you want to get any message to President Trump, I know a law enforcement official that will be in his entourage today. And so I wrote a message of some 17 bullet statements that I believe they were delivered. Excuse my coughing. I talk so much I sometimes get a dry throat, although I have water here. But the message was passed to Donald Trump. Now, for the last 90 plus days, we've been going through former retired Marine General John F. Kelly trying to share true information through Kelly to Trump.
Right.
We're not sure it was getting through, so now we go to Trump directly. And, a lot of people are confused. Is Trump the real deal, or is he not? And to me, it doesn't matter.
Well,
go ahead.
When you go to Donald Trump directly, now, how does that work, okay, as opposed to going through his people? How do you get to Donald Trump directly, if I can ask that, and if you can state?
Yes, you can ask. I will answer. You can state, and I think it's a good question. In my communication on Wednesday, the 4th of October, which was just under a week ago, I sent a 17-page email to a third party, and then I saw his email to the third party with the contact information blacked out. First of all, the go-between knows me very well, and he trusts my judgment and my body of information, if you will, on these things. And he got it to a law enforcement official there in Clark County, Las Vegas, Nevada, and I truly believe it was delivered to him. And the reason I do that is not because I think Donald Trump or President Trump would be interested in listening to one person, but when the one person is exposing that his chief of staff, John F. Kelly, may or may not be passing it on to Trump. There's a lot of people that think he became the chief of staff under Trump to act as a gatekeeper. I don't suffer gatekeepers real well. I just knock the gates down one way or the other. And this is a perfect case because the message to Trump was meant to encourage him and let him know that even though he has 18 official intelligence agencies, those guys are all fighting and backbiting and competing for funding dollars. Perfect example is in 9/11, Jamie Gorelick put up the Gorelick Wall to try to keep FBI and CIA separate, which I don't know if that's true or not because they're all part of the deep state too. The CIA is sold out to England, and the FBI is sold out to some known banking families. For instance, the Rockefeller family. And, in fact, I wonder how many of your listeners even know what the word police stands for. And it means enforcing the policies of those who think they are lord of our life. A lot of us, including both you gentlemen, and I'm sure your family, we don't need any other lords. They lord over us how smart they are, and they lord over us how unintelligent we are. And they may be correct, but they're not as smart as they think, and it doesn't take too large of army of people that have a passionate purpose and a call, C-A-L-L. If you want to see how someone's called, it's written in Psalm 94:16. But I truly believe that there's the relationship between this John Kelly, who's the chief of staff for Trump today. His former job, he used to be the Secretary of Homeland Security and they own Customs, by the way. So here's the Homeland Security, DHS, and here's USCIS. So I petitioned directly to Secretary John F. Kelly when he was in the position of a DHS secretary, and he didn't do a darn thing for me. In fact, he may have, this is my opinion, it may not be accurate, he may have worked against me. I'm not saying he did, but he certainly could, because a couple of people in the deep state or the shadow government do not want me to prosper or to have the company of my wife, Denise Irene Clark McConnell. And the only problem for them is, and one of them, I'll repeat her name, Christine Marcy, my sister, and that's Christine with a K, but she used to be in charge of the National Visa Center, which of course has some input into who can get a visa and who can get a passport. Well, my sister got Obama a passport when his name in my high school, Punahou School of Honolulu, his name there was Barry Sotero, S-O-E-T-O-R-O.
Whoa. Okay, just to be clear now.
Excuse me?
I just want to stop you right there because this is so critical, okay?
Yes.
So your sister actually worked, it was the head of the passport office, is that what you're saying? The national passport?
Yes, it was subject to her. She was a 30-year bureaucrat that she was a master of nothing, but she thought she was. She was a tool for the New World Order, because the New World Order, which was first thought up in 1763, their goal all along has been to create one world, one religion, and one plantation of debt slavery slaves. And they came real close, or they've come real close to establishing this, but I do not think God is going to let them succeed, because in order for that program to finally fall into place, and keep in mind that in 1990 and 91, G.H.W. Bush was calling for it.
Right.
But they haven't succeeded yet, and I think they're getting very, very sloppy in their work. And at the same time, they're getting nervous and sloppy. A larger number or larger percentage of global citizens are coming awake. And so as more and more people come awake, and let me stop there and applaud you both for having the nerve to do what you do, and just to keep a set of crosshairs off your heads, there's other people that have the courage to publish the truth. There's an organization called Hear the Watchman. There's Caravan to Midnight. There's 21st Century Wire. There's UK Column over in England.
But there's plenty. Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of people.
Yeah, there's a lot. And you can scare most of us, but you can't scare us all. And until you scare us or kill us, we're not putting up with your plans for a continuation of debt slavery. Right. The Rothschilds are suddenly unpopular in a variety of nations, including Russia, Hungary, North Korea, I believe. A couple of years ago, there were only about 8 nation states that didn't allow the central bankers. Well, the central bankers are going to, as they become increasingly tied to things like Las Vegas and 9/11 and Malaysia 370, MH370 and MH17, all these things have one thing in common, and that's a bunch of evil people that are serving Satan. And I know that you guys are very profound Christians, but even a novice Christian that just became saved maybe 2 weeks ago would know that in the Bible, in the end, God wins, not Satan.
Well, amen. Indeed. Amen. But I got to go back, Mr. McConnell, and ask it again, just to be clear. This passport issue, identifying, and I apologize for retreading over ground, but the passport issue and the identification of Barry Satoru, as Barry Satoru, you're telling me you've got the goods, you've got the documentation that would prove the identity, authenticated identity of Barry Satoru / Barack Hussein Obama. Is that what you're stating?
Yes. That's what I'm saying. In fact, I'll send you a picture of something after the show. But I've got a very nice hearse that I use. And what my message with the odd cars I drive, my message is simply this. I'm not afraid of you. I mean, the FBI has never had the nerve to stop my hearse. It's a 1996 Cadillac hearse. They only made six of them ever, Cadillac, this model. I've got one. It's got 21,000 miles. And in the center, there's three sets of windows going back. In the center window is a metal sign that says Barry Swatero. The second line says Punahou 79. I was a Punahou 67 graduate, and I will die at some point, but I'm exposing... With my hearse, I'm exposing various with Daryl or Obama.
Wow.
Phil McConnell, we are out of time. We want to thank you so much for coming on with us today. Able Danger is the YouTube channel. Go there, visit there, and abledanger.com. Thank you, Mr. McConnell. We'll be talking with you soon.
Thank you.
God bless you both.
Time really went quickly.
God bless you. We'll be back with Stan Deo after this. Don't go anywhere.
Just what kind of thriller predicts the future? In 3 days in the belly of the beast, Daniel Holdings wrote about the God Particle before CERN actually discovered the God Particle. In As the Darkness Falls, Daniel wrote about an Islamist terrorist confederacy that rose up out of Syria and declared a caliphate 3 years before ISIS was ever heard of. In his newest novel, Between the Veil, Daniel talks about a space between dimensions where supernatural beings can walk. He says that these novels are a warning from the Creator to his creation. Will war come to America? Will the world's economies collapse? Are we looking at increased earthquakes and volcanic activity? Will the United States fall into civil war? You can find all of Daniel's work at his website, danielholdings.com. That's danielholdings.com. All of these things and more are talked about in Daniel's books. To find out what's coming next, go to danielholdings.com.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.